Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, well, thank you all for being on here on short notice. We have a significant announcement that Mo will make and discuss. So I'll turn it back to you, Mo.
Yeah, thank you. And I thank you all as well. I know this is short notice, but, you know, after a successful 2021 season, and it just ended a little over a week ago, we have determined that we have a philosophical difference in the direction that our Major League club is going. We feel like at this time that it is best for us to end our partnership with Mike Shildt. So I notified him earlier today that he has been dismissed of his duties. At this point, I will open it up to questions. Thank you.
El GM del equipo.
Chuck Jones. Can you describe the nature of the philosophical differences the organization had with Mike at this time?
Not really. All I can say is that where we felt the team was going, we were struggling to get on the same page, and ultimately, with him having 1 year remaining left on his contract, we could have certainly gone into 2022 with him having that over him. And we just decided internally that it would just be best to separate now and then take a fresh look as we enter the new season.
Has there been a determination made on the status of the rest of the coaching staff?
The rest of the coaching staff, I am hopeful, will return. There are a few individuals that have their contract's expiring shortly, but I will begin in earnest next week to touch on that.
Jeannie Wu?
Well, I was wondering if you could expand on some of the philosophical differences between the two parties.
Not really. As I said, there's reasons behind why we do that, and what direction we're trying to go with is something that, we tend to keep private anyway. But just the overall health of this club, we feel very optimistic as we look at 2022, and just felt like the leadership downstairs needed to be on the same page.
Thank you.
Benjamin Hoffman.
Mo, can you describe, was this past season a success in your opinion for the St. Louis Cardinals, or how would you rate what just happened for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Yeah, I think as I stated before, I think 2021 was a real success and something that for all of us that were part of the organization are taking enormous pride in. Anytime you go on a 17 game winning streak and actually create history for your organization, it's something that you take enormous pride in. A lot of the times these types of decisions aren't solely based on just the season or specifically more to the point, it's directionally where we want to go. And so, these decisions are never easy. But ultimately we feel like this is something we had to do.
And can you describe the importance of I guess, preserving the young arms that the St. Louis Cardinals have, notably in Alex Reyes and some of these young arms that have been used at the major league level and preparing them for the following seasons, the importance of that?
Well, it's very important. I mean, obviously we're excited about having, you know, four quality starters that we think we're pretty comfortable with. Obviously with the emergence of Woody, that was great to see at the end of the season. But yeah, we're going to have some difficult decisions on how to think through Reyes, Hicks, and others in terms of their role and how to use them. This past week, we did not really address that. We did discuss it, but you know, ultimately, we'll see how things sort of develop over the winter.
Thanks,
Zach Silver.
And Mo, I guess now as you look for a new manager, what are some qualities or what are some directional ways you want to see the big league club going?
You know, as you guys can imagine, I mean, things have sort of kind of moved quickly over the last week. And in terms of what we're going to look for, you know, I do think we have some quality internal candidates. So ultimately, I'll just sort of, my staff will take the next few days to sort of catch our breaths and then see what that next step looks like.
Jim Hayes?
Mo, understanding that you don't want to discuss what the philosophical differences are, I was wondering if you could just give us some context. Were these differences that became increasing over recent time, or is this sort of ongoing differences without saying what they are? Was this something that came up later, or has it been sort of going on for some time?
Yeah, candidly, it's been something that just popped up recently. And so, you know, ultimately, as I stated, I mean, you certainly can always go into next year with a manager on a one-year deal. And, you know, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But given all the sort of directional parts that we're trying to pull together, it just made more sense for us to cut ties now.
Thank you.
Ben Fredrickson?
Hey, Mo, did this conversation, this parting of ways, stem from conversation about an extension? And had you guys offered one to Schilt this offseason?
I had no discussions on an extension to this point. You know, candidly, you know, as we were looking to the future, we were trying to just understand what we wanted that to look like. But as we looked into things further, had further discussions internally, we just decided that we were going to make this decision.
Were some of the differences that were, can some of them be pointed to the offensive direction? And we saw kind of a pivot in the offensive approach this year. Is that tied to the way that looked and the way it needed to look moving forward?
Again, I don't want to get into specifics. You know, I'm not finger pointing here. The decision we made has been made. And, you know, ultimately, we have to stand by that because that's the decision we decided on. And so these are not easy. Mike Schilt was in the Cardinal organization a long time on a personal level. I hired him back in 2003 on Christmas Eve. I think I made a job offer to him. And he entered as a scout, went on to switch over to player development, ultimately worked his way up through the minor leagues and became a major league manager. And, it's an amazing accomplishment given his story. And so, you know, this was not something that we came to quickly. It was not something that we just jumped onto, but I will say that where we are is what we felt was in the best interest of the organization.
Derek Gould.
Mo, maybe this is a question for both you and Bill coming at it from different angles, but I'll ask you first. You guys have for years talked about how continuity is a strength. And in a lot of ways, Schilt personified that in the sense that he grew up in the organization like any player. I'm wondering if, since this is a rupture of philosophical differences, what that, if you could square that circle for us in the sense that here's the guy who has been part of the organization for so long. How could there be such a parting of philosophical differences if that's a strength?
Well, I still think our continuity is a strength, but you still have internal issues that can happen, and people evolve, people change. ideas change, philosophies change, and ultimately it's Bill's responsibility, my responsibility to try to keep the organization going directionally where we'd like it to. And so, again, these are not easy decisions. We didn't come to it quickly. I think we're proud of the fact that we've had that continuity. We're proud that we've had the ability to promote from within and have people from our system advance. And, you know, candidly, I hope we can continue to do that.
You, this is two consecutive managers that you've brought sort of from internal realms. Does that maybe encourage you to look outside in this next time? Would you might put an emphasis on looking from outside the organization?
I'm not really prepared to answer that at this point. I think we had to get the first step of this accomplished, which we've done, and now we will begin huddling and deciding what makes sense for us moving forward.
Randy Carricker.
Mo, in regards to the roster that you put together and gave Mike Schilt to manage this year, how did you feel about the way the group was managed?
I felt the team was managed well. You know, overall, I think, you know, the roster evolved, as you know. We had to make some mid-season changes because the original version of what we broke in spring was not working ideally. But ultimately, I think given the way we finished and how we played, this is not a reflection simply on wins and losses, right? It's not simply a question of were you happy with how the game was managed. It really was more at a higher level of where we saw the team going and where we wanted it to go.
And you, in your last answer, you talked about philosophies changing. Would you say that in regards to these differences, your philosophies have changed, or over the course of years of managing the Cardinals, that Mike's philosophies changed that caused this divergence?
Well, I'm not going to speak for him here, but I'll speak for myself. And yes, my view on the game and how you do things is always changing. I'd like to think of myself and the staff is someone that, you know, they're always looking to get better, get smarter, you know, not just follow trends, but try to help create some if that's at all possible. But, you know, ultimately, it's our responsibility to put a quality product out there, and how we go about it and the resources we use to do that is incumbent upon all of us.
Thank you.
Mark, your point?
Hey, Mo, what is player input at all part of this decision? And then also, can you describe the nature of the conversation you and Mike had? Was he shocked?
Not going to get into who I spoke with or exactly the details of how we got to this decision. I will characterize my conversation with Mike Schilt as, yes, he was very shocked.
And Mo, people around town, are people reading this correctly that it's a surprise move? Did you come to this decision in a short amount of time, or had this been building?
I would say the conclusions came rather quickly, but it was something that was brought to my attention over time.
Katie, did you have a follow-up? Katie Wu?
I do. Mo, when you came to this decision, how much did 2022, which has long been estimated as this team's biggest window of contention, factor in on this being next season being a must-win season?
Not at all. This again was not a decision solely based on like wins and losses in any way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Frederickson.
Well, is Jeff Albert going to be back as the hitting coach? And I guess to ask bluntly, was the tension between him and Schilt at times part of the reason that led to this?
As of right now, Jeff Albert is under contract, so I would expect him to be back. And in terms of that being the sole reason for this decision, the answer is no.
Jeff Passan.
Hi, Mo. I just want to make sure and clarify this. This was entirely a baseball-related decision, correct? Or were there other factors aside from baseball that led to it?
No, this is a baseball decision.
Derek Gould?
Mo, it's unusual. I have a question for Mo and for Bill then. Mo, it's unusual for teams to make an announcement of this enormity on a day where there's also a National League playoff game. Does that speak to how rapidly things change today?
I think that's a fair question or statement, yes. And did not want this to be something that would drag off into next week or when we would have had that one-day window. So both Bill and I requested permission to do this. So we could do this today rather than push it out further.
Bill, I wanted to ask you what this says to the commitment you've made to the philosophy spearheaded by the front office at this point. I know you don't make these decisions lightly. I think you've told me before that you prefer not to fire people and that it goes to a link. I wonder what this says about the commitment you've made to the front office and the philosophy you see them steering the team.
You cut out a little bit there at the end, but I think what you're asking is, how does this relate to the philosophy of the front office? Now, I think, you know, Mo said it well. This is based on, differences between Mo and his group and the manager, and it's, didn't have anything to do with this year, and you also referenced continuity before. I value continuity, but, I value continuity if we're continuing to head in the right direction. So, this is a decision that everybody bought into, and that's kind of the way it played out.
Bill, while the team is going through that historic winning streak, was this something that you were was on your mind? Was this a reckoning that you knew was on the horizon?
Are you asking me?
Yes. Yeah, I'm asking you, as this team is going through the winning streak, are you?
I mean, I wasn't actively thinking about the managerial situation at that point in time. I mean, obviously, I was engaged in all the games. Mo and I have conversations, if not daily, often about the direction of the organization and so forth. And, when the season ended, we huddled and, this is how it came out.
I guess maybe a better way for me to ask you, and this will be my last question, is were you, and Mo, if you want to chime in on this, I understand, but during that winning streak, were you aware of a gap growing in the philosophical differences between the leadership of your team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into, when and how and, when did it start and when did it end? I think Mo said it pretty well. This is, something that we came to and decision was made.
Ben Hockman, did you have a follow-up?
I did. I guess my question is, if in regards to the term philosophical, I mean, can you explain what I'm missing here? Where if you're the boss of somebody and you have a philosophy, why can't you just tell him to do that philosophy? I know that's a very basic thing, but can you respond to that, Mo?
Sure. I can tell you to jump out of your car right now, and you may choose not to. People can think on their own. People can make decisions on their own. And, a lot of this is about, creating autonomy, but there are certain things that we would like to see done. And, ultimately, really touching on more of Derek's point of the continuity of thinking is it is evolving. It does change over time, but ultimately we just felt we were at a place where we weren't going to have a meeting of the mind.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mish, Rick Hummel.
Mo, is there a certain type of manager you're looking for now?
Obviously, we feel like the person coming in is inheriting a very good club. So there's kind of two ways to look at this. It's maybe chasing someone with experience and success, or it might be someone that just has a lot of familiarity and understanding what we already have. So I think in terms of what we'll do or the directionally of how we'll do this, it's going to take us a little time to sort through, but I don't want us to have to drag our feet. I don't want this something to go, into mid-November where we don't have this resolved. So we'll work quickly at this. And in terms of nailing that exact profile that you just asked for, I'd have to say that's still to be determined.
Without naming names, do you have a candidate or two on your current coaching staff that would be under consideration?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ben Fredrickson.
Mr. DeWitt, were you expecting or hopeful that you guys would agree with an extension with Schilt this offseason? Was that a plan for you? And can you speak to, I guess, just the idea of this philosophical differences when we saw, a lot of things that Schilt kind of prioritized seem to be things that you guys valued, defense and, cleaning up some of the details that had gotten a little ragged, and how that sits with you.
I wasn't thinking actively about an extension at the end of the year. I mean, Mike had a contract that goes into, there was another year left on the contract. So you don't really think about those things or talk about them until after the season's over. And, the season is now over, and we got together and kind of went through kind of where we stood as an organization. And, that's sort of the way it played out.
And just your idea that the philosophical that they couldn't, that Moe's group, you said, and the manager couldn't get on the same page. It seemed like a lot of the things that, you guys value Cardinals baseball being about were things that the team had done well in recent seasons with cleaning up the defense, the base running, things of that nature. Did something jump out to you as being so different that it couldn't be solved?
In today's baseball world, it's the business has gotten more and more complicated. You can see the growth in baseball operations and the staffs. And so there's more to it really than, an element or two on the field. So, and, one thing you want to make sure is everybody's on the same page. And, that's pretty critical, or you're going to kind of stumble along the way. So, that was part of the discussion that we had.
Thanks.
Jeff Jones.
Mo, you've mentioned a couple of times sort of the strangeness of the timing of this, given what's going around the league today. Was there a concern that if this move didn't happen quickly for you all, that you might miss out on potential candidates who might be candidates for other jobs as well?
No, really the thrust of this was more for Mike's benefit to just cut the cord now and not have it drag out and then, be left hanging later. And so it was more of the speed of this was more to just hopefully benefit him.
He several times during the season, especially when things were going badly in June, made comments to the effect of managing with what he had and doing the best he could with the players he had on the roster. Was there frustration throughout the season between perhaps the dugout and the front office based on the speed or maybe lack thereof from his perspective of outside additions? And did that become a part of this conversation?
No, it did not.
Randy Carricker, do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, Mo, throughout the sport, several front offices have parted ways with managers because of a disagreement as to how to implement analytics. Obviously, you have an analytically inclined group in the front office. How much, if at all, did the implementation of analytics play a role into this?
Again, I really don't want to start carving out where this philosophical difference became, because I just don't think it's fair. Look, we want things to always work out. You don't ever want to have these types of press conferences. You liked everything be rosy, but we just weren't in a spot where we thought we were positioning ourselves for ultimate success, not just for today, but long-term. And so we made a very difficult decision, one that we did not come to lightly. And both Bill and I and others will tell you it's agonizing. It's not fun, but you know, in the betterment of what we think for the organization, we had to do it.
And Bill, I want to go back to that comment about stability, because Whitey was here for 10 years. Tori was here for five. You hired Tony and he's here for 16. Matheny, he's here for five. So you've had a guy for essentially three seasons, Bill. What? How did you react when you got this phone call that Mo wanted to make this move?
Well, first of all, I didn't get a phone call. I mean, Mo and I have constant communication. I was going to say throughout the season, but really year round on all kinds of baseball matters. And, you know, I'm not going to comment on a point in time where this decision was actually made or what our thinking was, but, you know, generally at the end of the year, we all sit down and talk about where we are, where we're headed and, you know, how we think we can do better. And, you know, that's sort of baseball. You play it one season at a time, but then you look forward to the future. And so, you know, we have those conversations and you know, so here we are.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, passing.
Mo, I know you won't talk about the philosophical differences, but can you say what the Cardinals' philosophy is and what you would like it to be going forward?
Well, look, we're an organization that has a trust in creating a pipeline from our minor league system to our big leagues for both players and staff. We're a typical organization that tries to stay internal with what we're trying to do. We try to help individuals grow into these roles. And, you know, from where we were in this point in time, we're not making this decision on a reaction of the season. This is a decision that, as we start to look forward, what do we want to most look like? And how do we want that to be run? And so rather than for us to sort of debate or talk about these details, again, want the very best for Mike Schilt moving forward, whatever should happen with his career. But ultimately, the decisions that, you know, both Bill and myself and some others came to was what we want to do and where we want to go. We needed to go a different way.
I mean, some of those things that you're talking about there sound more like player development, which of course the big league manager doesn't handle. And when you talk about philosophical differences, like, you understand why we're curious about this, right? If you're citing that as the reason for firing him after a playoff season, after a 17 game winning streak, the details there do seem to make a bit of difference, do they not?
Again, I'm here to protect employees. I'm here to protect him. You know, if he wants to discuss those with you, that's his choice.
Thank
you. It's not mine.
Ryan Fagan, Sporting News.
Hey, Mo, I just wanted to clarify something. I thought I heard you say earlier, I think when Kamish asked the question, is there a candidate or two that you have in mind? And if so, could we see this process wrap up quickly?
As I stated, there are some internal candidates that we do have confidence in. Could it move quickly? Yes. But I want to take a few days to sort of just take a step back, catch our breath, and then take a hard look at what that looks like. Thank you.
Ben Fredericton?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, Martin, did you have any follow-up? Martin Kilcoin?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Mo, was there a meeting between you and Mike where you addressed these philosophical differences, and was there a chance where he has to either get on board or get off board? Was there a discussion like that, where he had you guys address these issues and you basically say whether he's on board or not?
No, it was more of a collection of information that ultimately got us to where we are. And so no, it was not a open meeting.
Had you guys met since the season ended in person?
We had met last Friday as a staff, yes.
Okay, Ryan, did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, Mo, it's interesting that Mike has been with the organization as long as he has, and now you've got the philosophical differences. Was this something that was possible, say, a week or 5 days ago? Were you thinking about making this change at that time?
I would say, like in any decision making, there's a lot of organic reasons for things over time. But I would say over the last 5-6 days, it was something that came to a head.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.